Welcome back to the Tom Ferry Show. Are you looking to level up your buyer consultation to be ready for July 1st here in the U.S. with all the new rules? If the answer is yes, you are going to love today's show. Welcome to the Tom Ferry Show. I've got a guest with me, Paul Sanford.
Good morning.
One of our great coaches of the last 5 years, a decade plus in real estate. We were in a training yesterday with a whole bunch of our coaches talking about how we are getting our clients way ahead of the curve, recognizing, and you know this if you're watching this, that in the US, the vast majority of agents are going to be in one of three positions come July 1st. They'll be, like our clients, months and months ahead of the curve, already have developed their skills, practiced their presentations, already very comfortable getting all the new agreements signed. That's the ideal state. That's where I want you to be. The second group will probably wait till around June because they're waiting for some mystical, magical moment to say, oh, here it is. But the scary proposition is that third group that we talk to every now and then that say, I don't think this stuff is actually going to go through. I think I'm just going to keep doing it the way we do it. Please do not be that person. The rules are the rules. It's just like during the pandemic when we suddenly had to have a different contract, wear a hazmat suit, only allow people one at a time through an open house. Whatever it is, people like you and I, we just pivot and adjust because the right thing is the right thing is the right thing. Now, with that said, Paul, yesterday you got up in front of all the coaches and made a fabulous presentation so much that I was like, you, my friend, are now going to be on the Tom Ferry Show. So give
us context.
Which
I found out about 5 minutes ago.
Of course. What do you think? I was going to give you notice. Mm. All right. You started with a problem yesterday. Just kind of open mic, share with us the problem that you're sensing and the way you're framing this for your coaching clients.
Sure. So here's the thing. Agents have been on a listing presentation, and they've even been on multiple listing presentations. And so what I'm wondering is, how long does it take you to prep for that listing presentation? I mean, for that individual one, it might be an hour, it might be 4 hours, they might drive the neighborhood, mm-hmm. they might be kind of calling other listing agents in the area. They're doing a lot of prep, and that doesn't include all the time that they take building out their presentation,
yes.
rehearsing their presentation,
yes.
going over objection handling techniques. Mm-hmm. So much of this that they spend time on this, and how many listing presentations have they actually been on? This is all for the one purpose, and I'll argue, mm-hmm. to defend the commission that they want. Whatever it is,
yes.
they want to defend their commission and convince the seller that they're the person and defend it against all other real estate agents that also are auditioning for the job.
Yes.
So whatever that number is.
So I want to say, you say defend the position, but it also could be because they ultimately want to win the listing at
right.
the right price, the right terms,
sure.
right, to service the customer. But I love that you're going direct towards, at the end of the day, it's you're hiring me and I'm going to get paid a fee. So I'm going to defend that. So I'm with you, but I think it's all of that.
Right.
But keep going.
Yeah. So there's other people that want the job.
Correct.
So these other people have a vote
yes.
in this.
Yes.
Now I'm curious, when you go on a buyer's presentation, how much prep do you do?
Oh my goodness.
Is it
such a good question.
Is it, oh, let me just look in the MLS. Mm-hmm. Let me just, see when it's available. Let me jump in my car. Let me go. How much prep do you do? And remember, the argument is the same. You need to interview for the job.
Yes.
You need to make sure that you win the business from that buyer. And there's other agents that have a vote. They want that job too. How are you doing this? And you spend hours and hours and years preparing for a listing presentation and you show up wanting to get paid on the buyer side.
Right.
And if you don't have a buyer presentation that is commensurate with your listing presentation, I say to you, we've got some work to do to put that in place.
So part of what we want to do today on this show is talk just about that. So first of all, I love the framing. And I think every agent, you certainly watching right now, I'd love in the comments, wherever you're watching this, give us some insight. How much time do you spend preparing for a listing appointment? Is it 30 minutes? Is it an hour? One of my clients who went on a like almost $100 million listing, he said, I spent a week mm-hmm. doing the research on the builder, on the neighborhood, on what's so, like, he's like, I was obsessed. I wanted this listing. I do everything in my power. It's a crazy price, I know. Just tell us in the comments, how much time do you spend? And then also in the comments, let us know how much time you spend on preparing for a buyer before your buyer consultation.
Right.
So that'll give us some good insights. So you can watch that later. Now, The second part of what we wanted to talk about today is, what are the elements someone should have in their buyer consultation that creates what's important to the customer? Risk mitigation, that you're going to take care of me, that you're going to provide all these services that would then justify a flat fee or a percentage fee, whatever this person and their brokerage decide to do. So what are some of those elements?
Well, there's a lot of talk on this right now, mm-hmm. and there are some documents that are floating around.
Yep.
And some of these documents are, the 90 things that I do, or the 30-something things that I do to negotiate on your behalf.
Yes.
And you know what? That
Paul, don't make fun of my content.
I'm not. I'm saying it's valuable, and I'm saying that's the minimum.
Shout out to the Spelling Group, right, who helped us publish this. So thank you, guys.
No, and it's incredibly valuable, and it's getting out there, and it's wonderful, but it's the baseline.
Thank you.
That's the minimum mandatory. And if you don't have a buyer presentation at all, you're hurting against everyone that's doing this.
Correct.
But what you don't want to do is be a Me Too. And I'm not talking about the Hollywood Me Too. I'm saying, I talk about the 100 things that I do that I do for you.
Yes.
Well, Me Too. I talk about the 37 things that I negotiate on your behalf. Well, Me Too. And you can't be just a Me Too. You need to do more than that. And how do you differentiate? And what I submit to you is, we need to be problem solvers and solution providers. Not everybody has the same problem. We need to listen to find out what are their problems and be that solution provider. Now, I'll submit to you that you need to have a spectrum of solutions in your presentation ready to go to talk about this. And if you don't have these in your presentation, I guess what? Your competitor will.
Yes.
So maybe something about rent to own. What about a buy before you sell? And here's something that's really interesting. Buyers right now, they're wanting move-in perfect.
Yes.
Great. How many move-in perfect homes are there? And there's limited inventory.
Yep.
So what do you do? Hey, how about this? What if I could tell you that I could get you into a house at a cheaper price and we can make it move-in perfect custom for you? I mean, all that is a 203K loan.
Yep.
And you have it. But now you can articulate about solving problems. What about alternative financing? There's so many people that are now facing competitive offer situations. And I know as we get into the year, we're going to get into that even more. So how do you take a finance buyer and make them competitive? And there are programs out there that you can convert somebody to a cash buyer. Do you have that solution available? And yes, I know there's a fee for this, but it's a service that's being provided. And the question is not the value that we place on that fee, but that the buyer places on the fee because they want that house.
Yes.
There's other parts of this as well. What do you do for off-market? Could you look for off-market properties? Yes. But do you have a program that does it?
Yes.
Do you have a structured focus on how to do that?
And this is where you can go, hey, here's my direct mail campaign. I will circle dial where appropriate, with all the, the telephone rules. But here's an example. Here's a case study of a customer just like you. Keep going down your list, and then I want to put a bow on how we might demonstrate all this.
Well, there's a couple others here. Mm-hmm. Property management, whether you provide it or you have a solution for it. Auctions, do you have a solution for how you stand on the courthouse steps with somebody and walk them through the process?
Sure.
What about new construction?
Yes.
With new construction, you have another thing. You should know what the quarter end and the year end is for each one of those builders, because I guarantee you, you're going to get a deal in those months.
Right.
So there's, again, all these solutions that you can provide. And with these solutions, again, you're now raising the bar and you're no longer going to be a Me Too.
Yeah. I want to stress, someone watching right now, and I'm curious so far, just maybe give some comments. What did you just hear from Paul that you're thinking, I do talk about those things, but I've maybe never had it on a list or formalized it. It's always been sort of a context. Hey, how do we solve? And then you're like, the 203K loan. But instead, what I'm hearing you say is, I should be presenting samples of the menu of services that I provide above and beyond just risk mitigation, which is the number one thing, by the way, from the 1,000-watt survey that buyers want from you. So I hope you have somewhere in your presentation how you solve problems of, crazy houses, maybe something wrong with title, right? Solving escrow issues, all that stuff. Remember, the seller is divesting, the buyer is investing. Seller's divesting, buyer is investing, and they're looking for you to be their solution. So How do you recommend that they display all of this?
Well, it's interesting you say that. And just first you have to define it and then actually get it into your presentation. And I have clients now that they actually have these solutions, these spectrum of solutions published on their website.
I love it.
Some have gone even further and they're now on video talking about it, pushing that out. Some of them, they're not comfortable on video as they'd like to be, and they're using AI video to publish it.
Hey, Jen.
Exactly.
He's hey, like, Jen. No, his name is Paul. Why are you calling him Jen? Hey, Jen. Paul, that's a brilliant idea. And I know it came up yesterday in the Coach's Mastermind that, you know, you and others were saying, how should we be reimagining our website today to answer the questions for buyers? And I'm reminded of a longtime client and friend. He was then known as Short Sale Kurt in San Diego. And he said to me once, you know, Coach, where I'm really struggling is when I'm meeting with someone that wants to do a short sale, they're always asking me the same questions. Mm-hmm. And he said, and each question probably takes me 5 to 10 minutes to answer. And I said, well, what if we just took the 6, 7, 8, 9 questions, whatever it may be, and we did a short form video where you answered explicitly exactly legally what has to happen in order for this part of your question to have a short sale be complete. It was a transformational moment in his business. I'd make the argument for the person watching right now, they should take each one of those pieces and do a short form video. You should probably have a video on your website that says, hey, my name is Tom Ferry. I'm with Banana Real Estate. I'd love to share with you the new rules around buyer agency and what we do today differently than we've done in the past and what it also means to you. Always benefit to the customer,
right?
Talking about the different types of agreements, exclusive, non-exclusive, one-day show, one-party show, one-house show. I think you talk about all that stuff and get that on your website to be the voice of the truth.
And once it's on your website, now the magic happens because now you have it and you can start pushing campaigns out, bringing people back to your website, which is the single greatest marketing platform.
Yes.
And every campaign that you send out, every email, every text message, bring them back to your website where they can see other content.
Right.
And the golden moment is when people call up and say, hey, I need to go see this property. I already know I have to see, sign a buyer agreement. I'm ready to go. I've already seen all your videos. You're my person.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't that be happening?
You could also make the argument, those could be 3 reels that are pinned to your Instagram page, right? Here's the new rules. But let's go back to the 90 ways or realtor.com's 111 ways. Big shout out to realtor.com for publishing an article in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post, basically advocating for buyer agency. I don't care how you feel about realtor.com. I'm pretty sure they're the only portal that has come out and said, we are advocating for consumers to work with real estate professionals. So you might want to look into that. You'll probably see a green screen from me on that soon. Paul, they're going to do all those things. But if you're thinking about a listing presentation, you're going to talk about your marketing. You're going to talk about exposure. You're going to talk about your negotiation skills. You're going to talk about things like your list to sale price.
Right.
What of those, you're going to have testimonials, you're going to have reviews, you're going to show your team, you're going to show your supporting cast. Should this rockstar agent be thinking of a photo of their escrow officer, a photo of their title rep, a photo of maybe the lenders that they recommend? Should they have, here's my broker manager, here's all of the people involved in the pizza making, the sausage making to make your transaction come together? Should that be a part of their presentation?
Absolutely. Right now, we have a problem that we have communicated to the public that our job is too easy. We have absolutely made it look too easy.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that we have to make it look overly burdensome, but that we do need to show everything that's involved. Mm-hmm. And I get why we've done it. We try to give people this white glove treatment, and we try and set it up so that, oh, you don't have to worry about anything. But you can still do that and communicate everything else that's going on. And you can help yourself. And so, Tom, you were talking about reviews and testimonials. Change your reviews now.
Right.
You've got time. Change your reviews now. Instead of, hey, Paul was great on my transaction. Mm-hmm. That's not helpful.
No.
Paul did this. Paul did that. Paul did. And get specific for what you are looking for.
Right.
And you can prompt them. Say, hey, don't forget, I helped save you $20,000 on a list on the purchase of the home. We helped negotiate what have you.
Right.
We manage the appraisal gap. Whatever it is, prompt them, because if you don't prompt them, hey, Paul was great. Now you can take those reviews, insert them into your buyer presentation, and tie them to your solutions,
right,
along with case studies, giving specific yes. examples.
Yep. Case studies are so big on listing appointments, your home, like this other property. Hey, you want to be in this neighborhood? You want to buy new construction? Let me tell you about three clients I work with just like you that wanted to buy new construction. I was able to negotiate this, this, and this, right, saving them A, B, and C, getting them timing, whatever it may be. So I would challenge you right now, wherever you have the vast majority of your reviews, I would go through all of your reviews and I'd start pulling out the ones that, as Paul is saying, really speak to the level of detail, specificity, that it, whether you solved the problem, handled something with the appraisal, got the, you know, the loan officer to get it done on time, whatever it may be, those are going to be the ones you're going to want to showcase. Because again, what are we really talking about? Demonstrating value.
Right.
Demonstrating value.
And it's the proof points.
Yes.
It is the proof points. You can tell people all day long. They may not know you. They may not trust you yet. You
yep.
have to give the proof points.
Yes.
And the specific reviews and the case studies that you write up about them
yep.
are going to be what you need to help get you over and help earn that trust.
I love it. All right. So as we wrap this up, you prepare like crazy for a listing appointment. Your argument is you should be doing the same exact thing for your buyer consultations, right? The time you spend in preparation. The second thing is you've got to level up the materials that you're delivering. So we talk about the 90 ways, the 111 ways. NAR actually published something that had 175 things that a buyer. So there's all these lists and everyone is going to start using the same lists.
Right.
So you going back to, and I was brilliant, it's what are the other problems you can solve? And if you can solve problems for the customer that they didn't even know that they had,
or could
I didn't
have
know that was available, or that was an option, or I didn't know about that, I go back to the 1,000-watt report where they surveyed 1,000 home buyers, and the number one thing people wanted was risk mitigation. You need to ask yourself when you're presenting to a buyer, what are all the ways that you can demonstrate how you solved a problem that was coming up for their customer? You're mitigating their risk. Remember, sellers are divesting, buyers are investing, and they want to make sure that this is the right investment. That's your job. So all of that, but let's finish with, you said, hey, this is the advice I'm giving. As we're filming this today, there are 72 days before July 1st. 72 days. That could be a short amount of time or a long right. amount of time, dependent upon how you prioritize. You have been telling your coaching clients a whole series of things to get them ready,
right,
practicing, et cetera. So share that insight, like the person watching right now is your coaching client.
All right, so the first thing, you need to have that buyer presentation. Get it to that kind of minimum standard that you need it to be. Start working on solutions that you can provide. And here's the thing, you probably, the list I gave you, you probably have solutions for them,
yep.
but you don't really think of them as solutions. You don't think of them, put it together as a package. Think of yep. it as, I wanna market this thing. That the example I gave of the 203K loan, I mean, all it is a 203K loan,
yeah.
but articulate it in a way that you're solving a problem. The other long pole in the tent that you really need to work on now is the specific reviews. And here's yeah. the thing. I heard some people procrastinate, and I know it's not you that's going to procrastinate, but the thing is, if you ask the people, your past clients for the reviews, they might. And then you're going to ask them again and ask them, and you may end up even kind of helping them write it to get it in.
Sure.
But you're going to need to spend time on that. Action that today. All right. It's going to take time. Start building out your case studies. And if you want a template for that, you can do this is part one is the problem. Part two, what would have happened if I didn't do anything? Part
right.
three, what did I do to solve the problem? And four, what was the result? Don't make it any more than a page.
Give it to me one more time.
Okay. So the first is define the problem.
Yep.
The second is what would have happened if I didn't do anything or yep. nobody did anything. The third part is what did I do to solve the problem? And the fourth is what was the result? And remember, you have to think of it as features and benefits to the client. Okay. What was the result for them? Okay. Pulling these things together, start with one. Maybe see if you can work on one a week. Start building that out, that mm-hmm. library of content out.
Yep.
And when you're on a presentation, you're not going to pull all of them out. It's going to be situational. You're going to pull out the ones you need. Oh, I have a situation. I'm in my house, and I don't want to sell it until I buy another one. Well, as a matter of fact,
Here's an example.
Right. And here right. we talk about it, right? So these are the things you need to be preparing. And start thinking about how you are going to solve problems. Start with something. You don't have to boil the ocean. Mm-hmm. start and keep making it better, leveling up. It's a video game with an infinite number of levels.
Yeah, you got 72 plus days, right? By the time you're watching this, maybe it's gonna be 68 days, but you'll have 68 days, which is an enormous amount of time. So this is super valuable, Paul. Thank you so much. Do you have any room in your calendar if somebody wanted to work with you?
I have a little bit of room in my calendar.
Okay, all right. So I know you're a busy coach. If you want more information on this guy, you can call my office. This is the first time I've ever done this on a Tom Ferry show. And we are how many in now, Brandon? This is 296 shows. And it's the first time I've said I have a coach who might have room in his calendar. So if you like his style, reach out to my office. Paul, thank you so much. Very valuable. Now for you, my advice is, as he said, let's create a little checklist. What are the things I need to do to get myself ready so I can make really powerful beyond just tell me about your dream home. Hey, let me look inside the MLS. Oh, look, there's nothing available. This is the why you should hire me. Why you should hire me. I would like to represent you in your home purchase. Here is the menu of services and the, you know, the problems that I solve for my customers. And I'd be honored to represent you. It's that presentation, just like when you're on a listing appointment. So thank you. Thank you. More comments. I want to know what you thought. What did you learn? What insight and what else would you put in your buyer consultation to solve problems for customers so everybody else watching this and reading the notes can learn from you as well? Thank you so much for watching. We look forward to seeing you on the next show. Remember always, your strategy matters. And now more than ever, your ability to present your value. That's what rules today. See you soon. Hey, if you like this content, make sure you get back to my channel and check out Jason Pantana, This Week in Marketing, the Tom Ferry Podcast Experience, and of course, Mindset Monday.